Hello, how are you guys doing tonight? Hello?
Derek, your line is open. Please check your mute button.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Yay!
Yes. Well, first, the first question I have for you guys, Nick and Amy, is that, How are you dealing with the success of the new song Broken Hearted, and what's behind the song Broken Hearted?
Oh my goodness, well, we're super, super happy with how everything's going with the song. Just really happy that our fans and supporters are liking our original music. We wrote the song because Quan Kelly was in a studio with us, the songwriter that worked on a lot of the album with us, and he was like, you guys really need a song about you guys, and we were like, no, we want to write songs like for our fans and about motivating people. And he was like, no, we need a love song on here. And we were like, oh crap. So we started writing a song about how Nick and I met, which was at a party.
Yep.
In college. And
at Berkeley.
We had no idea that we would hit it off the way we did. And actually the next day, neither of us called each other. So it was like this horrible, like, I don't know if Nick was overthinking it like I was, but I was pacing around my room, checking my phone every 5 minutes, like, what is going on? Like, usually I get everything I want. So that's what Broken Hearted is about, and it's funny, the word cheerio kind of talked out when we were just recording it, and Claude was like, hey, Amy, I need you to really get into this song this time, and I'm the kind of person that'll just say something really silly to break the tension in the room, so that's where that came from.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you were having Cheerios while doing that song.
Yeah, I wish that was a honey nut Cheerios. I don't eat any other kind.
Also, you know, I live in Peabody, Mass., of course, in the North Shore, and I come from Providence, Rhode Island, and I have another studio down in Atlanta, Rich Productions, down in Atlanta, Georgia. And you worked in Atlanta.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, thank you. So you worked in Atlanta, of course, you said. And you've you know this area of Boston, and what does the New England area, Rhode Island and Boston and Atlanta, mean to you? Because you know Atlanta, Georgia too.
I'm sorry, what was, say the question again?
Okay, so like you have a Vama here coming from Boston, and I come from Rhode Island. You know, but I live in Peabody now, and you worked in Atlanta. So what does all three cities mean to you? Because I have fans in Atlanta, Providence, Rhode Island, and of course here in Boston. What does all three cities mean to you?
What do they mean to us? Well, Boston obviously is where we met and created Carmen. You said Providence?
Yeah, Providence, because I'm from Providence.
Oh, goodness. Well, I was a wedding singer in Boston for 7 years, and we actually used to travel all over the place. We were in Providence actually almost every weekend.
Really?
And in Atlanta, we just went there for the first time and performed at, what was the university there? Georgia State University.
Yes, Georgia State, okay.
Yeah. And GFU, it was wild. We actually debuted the entire album on stage for that audience for the first time.
Really? And how was that experience?
It was surreal. I mean, we have so many supporters there, and it felt like a long time coming to actually get to go and perform, but people just loved it, and they were singing the songs after hearing them just one time. I mean, it was a great, great night.
And where did you get to perform in Providence?
Providence? What was the places that we used to go with?
Like Lupo's?
There were pretty much all the nice hotels. Like, there was a lot of very wealthy weddings that we did. Nick played trombone in the band, and I was singing pretty much Journey songs all night.
Okay.
But, forget the names of the places. There were so many.
And also, too, Nick and Amy, what is your next single coming out from Common?
Oh, that's a great question. I would like to know that myself. We're having a hard time choosing the next single, but I know it's going to be released sometime closer to the album release, which is like over the next week or two.
Right.
I guess. I'm thinking. But if you want to go and preview the songs on iTunes and just let us know what your favorite is, that would be really helpful.
Yeah.
That's really hard time choosing.
And one last question for Nick. How did you propose to Amy?
Oh, how I proposed?
Yes.
Hello, by the way, this is Nick. I always have her answer this question, but so I worked right down the street at a boxing club, and I used to come over sometimes for lunch, and I'd come over and I'd say, this particular to us out. I said, hey, I have a new song in Carmen. She said, okay. So I came over and I plugged the iPod in.
You were on there?
And I was just right there in the kitchen. And Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, came on.
Yep.
And she just kind of looked at me and just kind of looked like, oh, shit. And then I got down on one knee and then did the beat. But I was really nervous, actually. I didn't think I was going to be nervous. I was really nervous.
Yeah. And also, too, I just have one last question for my co-host, Rola. Rola?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
All right. So, my question is, how do you, with all the new music that's going on today and stuff, how do you keep fresh and keep your own sound to stand out in this music hard industry? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's a combination of listening to a lot of music and then listening to no music.
Right.
you want to listen to enough music that gets you excited for some reason. Whenever I listen to John Mayer, it makes me want to produce like super gangster hip hop beats. I don't know why. I don't know if anybody will ever know why. But that's, you got to find like the things that really like connect with you and inspire you to do something crazy.
Right.
And then just find it, like every time I listen to the Beatles, I just want to make a stuff like I want to make an amazing song. Every time I listen to, there's so many things. Incubus, there's
yep.
so many amazing music out, and new music too. As long as whatever you listen to and make it inspire you, it goes ahead.
I definitely hear you on that. You almost carry a different as your middle name. I mean, that's how you have to be in this music industry, because, I mean, me personally, to me, things sound the same. They have the tendency of sounding the same. And, with music, you always want to push for something different, but always, keep the same sound, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's it. Look what's all the popular songs right now. Gautier and Fun and Adele. They're not necessarily what you think of, like contemporary pop, but they're killing it right now, so that's very encouraging.
And you said you like Journey, too. You said you sing Journey, too, because Rola, my co-host, she's a singer, and she sings the cover of Lights by Journey.
Oh, well, listen, man, I just played trombone. I let Amy sing all the Journey.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much for being on the Derek Shapiro Show and the DSS TV station. Thank you very much, Carmen. And Amy and Nick.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from...